Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Am I speaking with Anna?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope you're doing well. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well. Let's continue in that case. All right,
hello?
Here we go. Yes, ma'am, here we go. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely vote.
Very well. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, ma'am?
55.
Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you.
Whatever you want to call it.
Thank you, ma'am. We got that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yes. Satisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Very well. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
The first one is public charter schools. How do you feel about public charter schools from 0 to 100?
I don't know much about them, so I guess I don't know how it answers.
Well, remember,
that.
If you have no opinion, let me know. If you've never heard of them, let me know.
Okay, yeah, just no opinion, I guess.
No opinion, very well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Mr. Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Got to give me a number between 0 and 100.
50.
50, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about public schools?
About 80.
80? Thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about public charter schools?
I don't know anything about them.
Oh, okay,
so,
public schools.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about public school teachers?
80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about critical race theory or CRT?
I don't agree with it at all.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 100? 0?
Zero.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, this is an organization, Black Lives Matter or BLM. How do you feel about them?
40.
40. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
40. And how do you feel about Joe Biden?
20.
20. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. See. How do you feel about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I would say 30.
30. Thank you. And how do you feel about your local school board?
80.
80. Very well. Let's move on. Let's move on, ma'am. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Better.
Getting better? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that is somewhat important for public school to prepare students. And zero means that it is not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How important it is for public school to prepare students to provide basic life skills like Hello, ma'am?
My phone, I don't know, my phone just flipped off, so I missed a lot of what you said.
Okay, very well. How important do you think it's for public school to prepare students or to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10? How important it is?
9.
9, very well. And how important is for public school to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
10, okay. How important it is for public school to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good
10.
And the bad?
10.
Okay, 10, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is for public school to prepare students to assume our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting? How important is that?
10.
10, okay. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
10.
10. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure?
I guess 9.
9,
some
very
of that
well.
From home.
Okay, that's true, that's true. They say
yeah.
that school starts at home.
Right.
Some people say that. Okay,
yes,
very well.
Yes, for sure.
Very well. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I would say probably not enough.
Not enough, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No, you haven't. Okay, very well. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all? Ma'am? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. I thought I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. My phone is acting really, really strange.
That's all right. That's all right. But I got you back now. Almost
yeah.
done, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I do agree, yes.
You agree? Strongly or somewhat?
I believe it's wrong. It needs to quit being politicized.
So you agree that do you agree that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education? Agree or disagree?
Banning it or teaching it?
No, banning it. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat the whole thing. It says,
yeah.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Let's move on. Almost done. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little,
thank you, ma'am. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next statement, teaching Critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree that it makes
them
uncomfortable?
Okay, no. The whole thing says teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, one more. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
I agree that it should be taught.
So you do you disagree with that statement? Because the statement
right.
said should not.
Right. Yeah, that's why I couldn't remember if you said should or should not.
Should not. Okay, so do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea says adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
And that would be a strong support or somewhat?
It's a strong support.
Next idea is removing books from the school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support it or oppose it?
I would support it.
Support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next idea is increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
Somewhat support or strong support?
I guess somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Next idea is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support teaching that, yes.
A strong support? Or somewhat? Okay.
Yeah.
Next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TOEFL certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Oppose.
And would you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Let's move on. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I support that, but I learned that when I was in school.
Okay, so would you support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Almost done. I have three arguments here, and after that we'll be wrapping things up. I'm going to read you some arguments.
Really
I know that we'll be wrapping up things pretty soon. I'm going to read you some argument that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
Six.
6? Is that correct?
Yes, 6.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. I just want to make sure. Next statement said, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that is the argument from 0 to 10?
4.
4, thank you. And one more. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you find that statement, ma'am?
4.
4. Thank you so much. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
A strongly agree? Or
yes.
Somewhat? Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The last few questions are for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do? Okay. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? It's a public school, charter school, private school, home school?
Public.
Public? Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you, ma'am. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or to someone in your household?
No.
No. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom? Does that apply to you or to someone in your household or not?
Nope.
No. Thank you. Last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. Very kind of you, ma'am. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.